The Department of Government Efficiency created by President Trump has been making its way through the federal workforce. In addition to cutting staff, DOGE, as it's more commonly known, has also been seeking access to the troves of personal information that the government has on Americans. And in some cases, they're getting it. For more, we're joined now by NPR's Laurel Wamsley. Hi there.
Hey, Juana.
So, Laurel, before we get into the DOGE of it all, I just want to ask you, what kind of information is it that the government keeps on us? It's actually, I think, a lot deeper than a lot of people realize.
Yeah, it's a whole range of stuff. I mean, it's not just your name, home address, date of birth. Some agencies, because of what they do, have a lot more than that. Take the IRS. It has everything you file in your taxes, how much money you make, who your dependents are, whether you've ever declared bankruptcy. And then there's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid that has people's personal health information. And for veterans who receive care through the VA, the agency could have records of mental health issues and treatment, even notes from therapy sessions. And DOGE, the team led by Elon Musk, has been trying to get access to pretty much everything these agencies have, including Americans' personal information. But they aren't necessarily accessing all of it, even if it's there.
Laurel, what can you tell us about why the DOGE team has been trying to get access to this information?
Yeah, well, DOGE does stand for the Department of Government Efficiency, and Musk says that he's targeting waste and fraud. Back in January, President Trump signed an executive order instructing agency heads to ensure that DOGE has full access to all unclassified agency records, software systems, and IT systems to, quote, the maximum extent consistent with law. Musk said recently that DOGE staffers do have to go through the same vetting process as other federal employees, but that doesn't necessarily assuage all the concerns here. In a court filing, the former acting chief of staff at the Social Security Administration says she believes DOGE staffers are accessing the agency's information from elsewhere in the government. She said that could mean some of the data protections don't work, or that other staff members around could be taking pictures of the information, transferring it elsewhere, or feeding it into AI programs.
Well, Laurel, what comes next?
Well, there's been more than a dozen lawsuits filed to halt DOGE's access to data at these different agencies. And as a result of these lawsuits, a judge might block or limit DOGE's access to certain databases. But all this is really a moving target. It's hard to know what's already been accessed or even copied.